Milwaukee is losing a prominent faith leader known for his fight for social justice. For a decade, Pastor Steve Jerby, who's white, led a majority African-American congregation at All People's Church at 2nd and Clark. He's leaving for a job in California. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Aisha Turner has a story this morning about Jerby's role as an activist pastor. We now get a different slice of the story. Environmental reporter Susan Bentz dug into the stewardship of the land that Jerby fostered to connect parishioners, especially youth, to a healthier environment.
In Pastor Steve Jerby's parting sermon, he told his congregation, quote, "When I think about the ministry we've done together, it has been a ministry of providence." Three blocks from All People's Church, Manny Jackson sees providence at work in its young orchard. Pear and apple trees, a few bearing fruit, flank the busy street. Jackson says a neighbor taught him how to tend to the trees. Jackson then became the church's first orchardist. He beams with pride as cars zoom by, seemingly oblivious to the Central City orchard.
It means a lot. It means more to the community than me.
And I can see from your face it means a lot to you.
Yes, it do. I spent a lot of time with these trees. And I'm looking at them now. I see I have to come up here and throw some wood around the trees, and I can do some pruning.
Jackson seems surprised but delighted. The kids and adults alike gravitate to the trees.
I've got people that ask me about the orchard right to this day that never even been to the orchard. They only see it. Now they want to come, and what is it we can do?
When the trees begin bearing loads of fruit, All Peoples will serve it up at meal programs. The church's fruit trees aren't restricted to the orchard. Cherry and apple trees also rise in what was a nondescript courtyard next to the church. It's a park-like oasis in the middle of a mainly poor neighborhood. Tall grasses sway, and giant rhubarb still looks succulent. Partnerships Minister Linda Muth says All Peoples cobbles together gifts and grants to make the projects happen. She points out dozens of garden beds kitty-corner from the church. They're filled with greens and squash. Others sprout flowers. Muth says the initiatives are designed to create safe and productive green space.
We need to look at our community in the sense of all of the people that live in our community, that visit our community, and that includes the creation that we are surrounded by. We are called to be good stewards of that creation.
Oh, and my raspberry bushes.
If you want to know about the pots and planters exploding with life throughout the grounds, ask Veronica Barfield.
Yes, they've been eating them.
She volunteers at All People's Greenhouse. She beams, saying she likes nothing more than having people enjoy what she loves. Fellow volunteer April Merrills is learning from Barfield. Inside the greenhouse, they're nurturing tomato plants and peppers at various stages of development.
What we're trying to accomplish is make this a year-round greenhouse so that we have vegetables and plants in here all year round.
This time of year, Merrills dedicates most of her time to All People's program called Kids Working to Succeed. It mentors youth to build a work ethic and financial savvy. Kids are paid a stipend and encouraged to put a portion in savings. Merrills and her husband were so impressed with the church's program that they power through some physical limitations. They both have cerebral palsy to help lead the effort.
Whatever we can do, we lend a hand. I can sit down, do whatever needs to be done, work with the kids, and that's the whole core value of our church, is that kids come first. So this garden, as well as the greenhouse, is a way to keep young people off the street, as well as providing fruits and vegetables or food for the community.
So, Micah, I have paper and I have pens.
I meet one of the kids in the program working amid the profusion of color and activity. Jermel Vizi is pulling weeds. He's brand new to the program and to gardening.
Yeah, it was kind of difficult at first because you got to plant seeds and stuff, and I'm very heavy-handed, so, you know, it's difficult.
So what was the first thing you planted?
We plant onions.
Upon closer inspection, it looks more like a tomato plant. Whatever it is, Vizi checks on its progress every day.
Yeah, I see how far it grows, but it's not like magic.
Maybe Providence led Vizi to the garden.
You come here, you can make your time something. You don't need to waste your time because you put all your effort in the garden. You hope it will succeed.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.